This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 351 for Thursday, April 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continue their rally on Thursday morning, propelled by tightening supplies as the nearby contracts hover over their resistance levels. The heavily traded July contract gains $3.40 at $684.10 per ton, while new crop November adds $1.40 at $654.10 per ton. At the current rate of exports and domestic use, Canada is poised to run out of canola sometime this year. However, there are some in the trade who suspect Stats Canada could be approximately 1 million tons short on its production estimate for 2024-25. Additional support for canola is coming from increases in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil. European rapeseed is mixed, while Chicago soybeans and soy meal turn lower. Upticks in crude oil are spilling over into the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is higher on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 72.17 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 71.99. The United States Department of Agriculture releases its export sales report, and for the week ending April 10th, old crop soybeans are nearly 555,000 tons, plus almost 182,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal export sales are a little more than 146,000 tons of old crop and 8,800 tons of new crop. Soy oil comes in at 10,300 tons of old crop and 2,200 of new crop. Export sales of U.S. corn tally 1.56 million tons of old crop and 10,000 of new crop. Wheat sales amount to 76,500 tons of old crop and 274,000 of new crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn around to slip back on Thursday morning. The July contract gives up 2 cents at $10.48 per bushel. July soy oil rises about 0.1 cents at 48.11 cents per pound. July soy meal dips 50 cents at $303.70 per short ton. Also in Chicago, July corn tacks on 1.5 cents at $4.93 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago July is up 7 cents at 568. Kansas City July adds 9 cents at 581.5. And Minneapolis July increases 7 cents at 624. And so far today, there is no activity on the new Chicago spring wheat futures that started this week. Yesterday, its July contract closed at 615 per bushel. A reminder that the markets in Canada and the U.S. are closed for Good Friday. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, April 17th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.